It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll take a trip through a Wisconsin corn maze and find out how agritourism is a part of the business plan for more and more farms.
First, the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance just released news that premiums are going up next year for Wisconsin health insurance plans on the Affordable Care Act exchange. The average increase would be about 16%. Insurance Commissioner Ted Nickel said some consumers could see price increases as high as 30%. Others might see increases of only a bit more than 5%.
Bobby Peterson joins us now for a look at why premiums are rising in Wisconsin and what it'll mean for consumers using the Affordable Care Act exchange. He is the executive director for ABC for Health Incorporated, which specializes in access to health care coverage and services. Bobby, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So why are we seeing this announced increase in premiums next year at this level?
Well, like everything with the Affordable Care Act, it's a bit complicated. But generally, it's, you know, the marketplace, you know, when it opened up, insurers were putting out a product at a lower price, trying to build up market share. We also have trouble attracting a lot of the young invincibles into the marketplace. So you need healthy, young, single, you know, people that are going to help distribute the expense of healthcare a little bit better. And I think, you know, generally we're seeing that some of the subsidies that the federal government provided the first few years have ended. So insurance companies are kind of on their own right now without having the opportunity to look at large losses and say, well, we can get some support. And it wasn't that great to begin with, but it was helping a bit. So all those factors are coming together to cause some increases in health insurance expenses.
Now, the exchange itself is just a part of the overall health care coverage picture and just a part of the Affordable Care Act itself. About how many people are participating in these in the exchange?
Several hundred thousand in Wisconsin. And so, you know, it's been fairly good participation, but it's something that, you know, they're really trying to drive up the number of people in the marketplace. Subsidies, tax credits are available for people. So, you know, for people of, you know, low to moderate income, it's a good opportunity to help identify health insurance and also to be able to get tax credits to help reduce some of your expenses.
As you mentioned, healthcare coverage is complicated. How much of the cost of a plan under these is the premium itself, and what? How does the deductible, other factors like that, fit in, copays?
Well, that's really important, you know, to be a good consumer as you're looking at the plans, because the premium expense is only one of the charges you might have to deal with. You know, making sure you look at the network size that you're in, or all your providers that you see regularly a part of the network. What are the co-payments? What are the deductibles? So these might be first dollar payments that you have to make in addition to premium payments. So there are costs there. It's in the information. It's important to go through it, and it's important to make sure you understand if your policy is being canceled, that you have an opportunity to go in and look for another option. Let's say that plan isn't participating in the marketplace anymore. You can go in and identify an option that you choose. Otherwise, you might be enrolled by the federal government.
As we mentioned, the price increases could range from 5 to 30%, according to the state insurance executive there. Is that localized? Are some areas of the state seeing higher cost increases?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had some high-cost areas in western Wisconsin. Madison has had some better price points. Partly it's because of the competition, the number of plans that are involved. So there's a number of factors that affect the rates. But overall, I think, you know, it's, you know, how many plans are participating, how many plans are competing. You know, it's not a good sign when we see plans that withdraw from the marketplace. Hopefully that we'll see more continue as we move forward in time.
Talking to Bobby Peterson from ABC for Health, talking about announced premium increases in coverage under the Affordable Care Act here in Wisconsin. Bobby, can you talk a minute to individual consumers, people who are either currently on or looking to get into coverage under the exchange? What should they do? What resources are out there?
Well, there's navigators and across the state covering Wisconsin. There's an organization that has navigators here in south central Wisconsin into Milwaukee. Northwest SEP out of Ashland has navigators throughout the north northern and western part of Wisconsin. So these are folks that can help you with some of your questions. You can call the marketplace at healthcare.gov and look it up on the website. There's a lot of information. It's operating much more efficiently than it did when they unrolled it, which was really a disaster. So now you can actually go in and do some window shopping to identify the plans, the prices. You can help identify the types of, you know, networks that you want for yourself or for your family. But, it, you know, there are a lot of challenges for consumers, too. You know, a lot of times the situation for lower moderate income families is income fluctuates. So you might bounce between Badger Care Plus for you and your children or to the marketplace. Your children might stay on Badger Care Plus and you might be in the marketplace. And this kind of fragmentation, which I can kind of call a cornfield maze of eligibility, is really discouraging. And that's when you need to reach out for some help from the navigators or other folks in your community, certified application counselors. And you can find a list of those on healthcare.gov.
And you mentioned individual solutions there. By the way, we've got some of those links on the Central Time Facebook page, the resources Bobby just mentioned. Let's talk policy now. Are there things, let's start at the federal level. Are there changes, are there tweaks that could be made to prevent these cost increases, to make things a little more affordable and rational for consumers under the exchange?
Well, one of the reports that came out from the Kaiser Foundation was that states that expanded Medicaid saw, you know, up to a 7%, you know, decrease, not a decrease in their rise of healthcare costs. So it's a 7% factor that influences the cost. Medicaid expansion was part of the Affordable Care Act. It was offered to many states. Most of the states around Wisconsin accepted it. And Wisconsin is kind of one of the only states in this, in the upper Midwest, that didn't accept it. These folks on Medicaid sometimes tend to have more health problems, they tend to be more expensive, and they could be a contributing factor to increased costs in the marketplace. So the research shows that states that expanded Medicaid had a lower rise in the increase of health care costs. So that's something that Wisconsin could do. It could bring in a lot of money to the state. Federal Medicaid expansion, you know, it's a political hot potato. Governor Walker has really stood firm on this. It doesn't make a lot of sense to policy people because not only would it make coverage more seamless for kids and for their parents, but it also would could bring in hundreds of millions of dollars to Wisconsin, could solve some of our road and funding issues in the state because it is and a lot of other states have taken advantage of it. It's federal money. It's available for us, and we're turning our back on it, and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Are there things that the federal government could do, though, to maybe get more competition in individual areas? We're hearing stories, of course, about some areas where you have one choice if you want to participate in the exchange.
Yeah, I think that part of what, you know, that there's just the political stalemate that we see. You know, we just don't live in a world where compromise seems to be a good word anymore, and I think that, you know, Congress really needs to step up and to address some of the fixes that need to occur with the Affordable Care Act. You know, it's really kind of ridiculous to talk about repealing it because 20 million people across the country rely on it now for health care coverage. It's done a lot of good things. It still needs help. It still needs thoughtful political, you know, people to realize that there are opportunities out there to help folks, connect them to healthcare coverage, make it less complicated, improve some of the areas where competition is lacking with stimulus that you know, stimulation, financial stimulation, you know, rate band review stuff that will help insurers get into the market in some of these challenging areas. But, you know, I don't see it on the horizon, and I really wish that, you know, we could get past a lot of the political acrimony.
So we see these healthcare cost increases, these premium increases just announced. Do we have a sense of how costs have gone up since the Affordable Care Act really kicked into effect versus the old days before the passage of the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, well, you know, I was around in those old days, and they were the bad old days in terms of, you know, healthcare inflation that was really spiking up. The adoption of the Affordable Care Act really provided a leveling in some of the costs, and it saved not only the federal government a lot of money, but people a lot of money, because at the rate that healthcare inflation was increasing, it was a sign of significant trouble for our own pocketbooks, but also for the deficit. Now, after the dust is settling, the Federal Affordable Care Act is settling in too, we're seeing some increases in healthcare costs again as the market adjusts to the new reality, and some of the subsidies that were available from the federal government are leaving. So it's something to pay really close attention. Controlling costs, dealing with costs is really an important issue again for Congress and for our policymakers here in Wisconsin to deal with.
Bobby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
That's Bobby Peterson, Executive Director for ABC for Health. He joined us to talk about premium increases for coverage under the Affordable Care Act exchange.